Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man. Shit is crazy, y'all. What the f*** am I gonna do? I found a new job.
Hi, welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business. Learn something. Laugh at something. On today's... On today's specials. On today's show, do we order the specials?
Do we?
Do we now?
Do we?
Show about specials, people.
That's all about the specials.
As usual, I'm joined by my good friend, Danny Davila.
What's up, what's up, what's up, people?
So, yeah, in this show, we're going to go into specials of the day and how do they work.
Okay.
Okay. It's a pretty easy concept, but I think it's worth hashing out because people that aren't in the know may not really understand why those specials exist.
True, absolutely.
You know? So when you go out, do you even order specials?
Most of the time, no. Most places I go, I know exactly what I'm getting. Mm-hmm. It depends, you know, like if I've been there before.
Okay.
If I've been there before, I know exactly what I'm getting. I kind of go in and whatever I usually like, or if I've been there multiple times, I find a taste for certain things and I find my own menu inside their menu.
Okay. So a place that you go to often enough, waiter comes up or waitress comes up and what? They start spilling the specials. What do? You just let them.
I let them because you know you never know what their specials are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
You never. There might be something on there that's very similar to something that you like, but they might have just tweaked it a little bit.
Okay.
Or you know, kind of added something that maybe you even like to something that you like. They might have added something that you like and really brought that dish together. So you should still listen for the specials. Like you might go somewhere and they have like a New York and they do like that you love their New York and their whole setup, and then they do like a sick surf and turf. And it brought something better that you wanted on top of with your steak, and it could just balance everything out for you.
I didn't want to hear it. I don't cut them off, but I recognize that a lot of times I'm excited to be out because I don't go out that often.
Absolutely.
I go out for an occasion more so than just a meal for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my eyes glaze over and I really, you know.
Most of the time I don't want to hear it either.
Yeah.
But people like, you know, like where we're at and where we work at, it's very touristy. So people kind of want to know what's, you know, like.
No, I'm speaking for myself.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know.
We live here, so.
we're in the business, so we, you know, people just want to sell specials.
Absolutely.
And we'll get into why.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to know for you personally.
Yeah, no, most of the time I'm not really even trying to hear them.
Yeah, I'm not cutting them off for the most part. And if it's long, I'll say, you can skip it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if it starts to be like a run-on sentence, then, you know, if it's one or two things, it's fine. You know, you let them say it and then you just kind of order what you want to order. You don't want to mess up their spiel.
You know what it is? I really am not interested in a snap decision. I want to look at the menu.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the specials were written, I would respond to it much better.
Absolutely.
And than if it were just verbalized to me. I'm not making the decision on there.
Yeah, and like at my restaurant, we do a special page so they can read them and they can see all the descriptions. Mm-hmm. And then what I do, I just say, hey, these are the specials. You know, if you have any questions, I'm knowledgeable about the specials, just like I'm knowledgeable about the menu. Mm-hmm. This way, if they want it, I can give them that full view of the picture of how it should be.
Yeah. So I'm a little conflicted because although I prefer to have a written special, I enjoy that thing when a waiter verbalizes the specials, especially from memory. I'm impressed by it.
Absolutely.
You know, I try to do it and So presentation wise, it feels better.
It is a better presentation.
But sales wise, I don't have hard numbers on it, but I feel like written specials would convert better.
They usually do.
Especially if there's more than two.
Yeah, like that's what I mean. Like if there's an abundance of them and you're just sitting there listening, then you lose touch of what's going on.
How many too much? How much is too much?
Two more than two is too much. More than two, put it on a piece of paper.
Okay, I see what I meant in general. How many specials are too much?
Oh, I mean,
like, or you want to hash it out for verbal and then for,
yeah, exactly.
Okay, for verbal,
more than two is too much.
Okay, gotcha. I agree.
For now, if you have a piece of paper, yes, you can have a feature like a featured wine, a featured app, and maybe two or three entrees, mm-hmm. and that's okay because it's like a little separate menu, and they have choices, and then you're not. And because you don't want to sit there through all of that either. Like,
yeah.
So it's better for when you have that many that you have a sheet, you know, this way they can digest it and then you can answer questions accordingly.
True.
Now, if you're the other way, when by the time you're at the third one, I don't care what it is. Okay. I've already tuned you out. I want to look at the menu at that point, especially if I've
ever been there. Yeah. Generally, I'm already hungry or thirsty. Yeah,
exactly.
I'm not in the space. And it could be a timing thing, too.
Absolutely.
It could be a timing, like, when do you sell your specials?
That's a great question. So, when I hit the table, especially in these COVID days, we drop, like, a scan of the menu, mm-hmm. and we drop the specials. So the first visual thing they see in my restaurant is the specials.
Okay.
So, even while they're, you know, they're popping open their phone and looking at the menu itself, they've already had a chance to kind of inspect the specials. So, when I go to the table, I go get drinks. I introduce myself. I say, hey, take your time. Look at the menu. You know, if there's any questions, I will be right back. Let me grab you some drinks. This way they have that minute or two to digest, look at the menu. So when I come back, I can talk about the specials. Mm-hmm. I can talk about everything they need to talk about. Mm-hmm. And we can move from there.
Okay. So what if pretend you are at a verbal place, mm-hmm. it's not on the table for them to, when would you,
I would probably do the same thing. I would still do it after they had a chance to look at the menu, and then especially if there's only two.
But I feel like it's too late.
I don't know.
Listen, you don't want to compete with the regular menu.
You're right.
Okay, so I feel like it could be too early very easily.
Yes.
But it can also be too late.
True.
Because if they're cracking the menu and got a chance to look through some things, then it's a competition.
You're right.
You know, but if you're able to somehow get the specials out after the
drink order,
the initial. Yeah. Drink order, because sometimes they're carrying things in their head, right? They may be carrying, you know, what I want to drink, what I'm in the mood for, or why I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, why I'm here could be, oh, we're on a first date, or we haven't seen each other in a while, or we're celebrating, you're there, you know, together, mm-hmm. and the special feels kind of early and a little invasive,
yeah.
you know? And you feel like you don't really have their attention.
True.
So it's an interesting question. Because I tend to do it early and invite them to ask me about it again.
Okay.
Like kind of like planting seeds.
Yeah. Like you kind of drop it on them.
Yeah.
And then ponder on that while I get your drinks.
I recognize that they may not be ready to absorb it all.
Yeah.
And I'm prepared to repeat them.
Absolutely.
Because sometimes I get, what was the one with the blah, 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 which is fine. Mm-hmm. I don't mind repeating. I guess it's situational. I don't want to repeat it if you weren't paying attention. And I don't want to repeat it. Because if someone asks me about the specials and the whole party is there, I'm just telling them I'll recite it when everybody's there.
Exactly.
But I also tell them, don't worry, I can always, you know, tell you again. Kind of like dessert. Mm-hmm. I say the same thing again. You know, don't worry. You don't have to memorize it. I'll be able to repeat it again. Because mostly, for me anyway, you're reading them,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you could tell if they're tuning you out.
Absolutely.
Or if they kind of perk up on a mm-hmm. steak or lobster or something like that. So if I get the drinks and then tell them about the specials, I'm not sure if they even didn't open the menu yet, that's perfect.
Yeah.
You know, they got something to drink, they settled in or whatever. But if they started cracking that menu, it's too late in my opinion.
You're right. Makes perfect sense.
So, we'll, I mean, it's interesting, but we'll move forward. And so then let's ask the question, why do specials even exist?
Okay. There's multiple reasons.
Okay. Talk to me.
First, I guess the first thing is you're trying to get rid of something.
Okay.
Okay. But that doesn't have to be the end all be. Like, then there's also, you're trying to experiment and see if you're trying to add things to your menu.
Okay.
Trying to expand your menu or get rid of things on your menu, and you want to see how these newer dishes are going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's usually what they were designed for originally, is to make the menu better overall.
Well, of course, it's not a one-size-fits-all answer,
yeah,
because some menu makers aren't really motivated to cycle things in and out. And that's
exactly
a great way.
Specials are an amazing way to, yeah. So you can add that little bit of seasonal flavor to your menu.
You get the seasonal flavor to your menu. Great comment on that. So what about, like you mentioned, an audition?
Yeah.
You know, it's a good way to audition and get feedback,
mm-hmm,
if you want to put things on your regular menu.
Exactly.
And things like that. So the special's a great way to do that, you know, and I feel like I stay away from all the specials for whatever reason, because you really don't know.
Yeah.
You know, you really don't know. And you brought up getting rid of stuff. You know, when food's about to expire, what a great way
to get rid of, yeah,
to really avoid putting it in the garbage,
mm-hmm,
is to put it on special.
Absolutely.
What does special mean? Does it mean like it's a special price, or is it just not on the menu so it's special?
Both. It can be a little bit of both. It could be, you know, like it could be a special. It could be a price special to, mm-hmm, where something that you have in the building on a regular basis and you're trying to just feature it like a $5 margarita, or, you know, maybe you have like a margarita day, and that could be a special for the day, and that could,
okay,
be on that menu. And, or it can be as something as simple as like you're saying, like, hey, we have this seasonal, you know, fish in that's not here all year round,
mm-hmm,
or stone crab season like it is right now.
Yeah.
Stuff like that where it's seasonal, where you can kind of, you can sell on that special and maybe come up with like a soup or something that's different that kind of brings things together.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, thinking about it now, it's a great device, right?
Yeah.
For a lot of different things. And so the reality is it's a great place to kind of like an onion soup,
mm-hmm,
where, you know, the ends of the onions and things like that, you make money out of,
yeah,
of entrails.
Absolutely.
You know, like seafood soup or, mm-hmm, you know, gumbos and things like that. You weren't going to use those things.
Yeah.
So, and it behooves, you can't blame.
No, exactly.
You know, that's a great device.
Yeah. Like you said, like where you have, maybe you don't have, but 15 orders of this one fish,
mm-hmm,
but you have a little bit of crab and you got this and you got some stuff. You can put all those things together, make a special out of it, and those 15 fish are gone. You know what I mean? Instead,
true,
of just saying, hey, you know, we had this dish and we ran out of it,
true,
or whatever,
true,
or make it to a sandwich. You know, you have so many more options with that where you can kind of either stretch it or just, hey, it's a special, so nobody's going to be mad that you ran out of it.
True. And it's like, it could be a Swiss Army knife.
Yeah.
You know, use it for what you need it for.
Exactly.
You know, whether it's price-based,
mm-hmm,
whether it's, you know, hey, push the fish, it's about to turn. Or I want the best of what you got. And the chef could be very talented.
Yeah.
And I encourage my guests to get the specials, because our chef does a great job with the specials.
Absolutely. Like around, like at my job, we do like around like St. Patty's Day, we do a, you know, a corned beef and whatever kind of
mm-hmm,
meal. And for that week after, we've run a sick Reuben special. And I love that though. Every year I look forward to that. Because we don't have it on the menu, but when it comes around, you're like, yo, that is so solid.
That's a great example.
You know what I mean?
That's a great example. Because, hey, you're not tossing that out.
Exactly. And like it's turkey season coming up soon.
Mm-hmm. I like that, turkey season.
It's turkey. So after Thanksgiving, you have that like week or two where you can put together a nice, cool kind of lunch, Thanksgiving, like a sandwich kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And get rid of those little entrails and stuff like that, and make a nice hot turkey press sandwich with that fresh sliced turkey, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And that's amazing, and it's delicious.
Okay, so to put it into context, It reduces food waste.
Absolutely.
Okay. And it improves the sales by selling food that would, you know, let's say the chef is purchasing and the fishmonger says, hey, you know, we have this XYZ fish on sale. You know, he's going to buy it because he can turn that special into a bigger profit margin.
Absolutely.
Because he got it at a
good price. Exactly. Yeah.
And that's a good place to do it. You know, when the chef gives out the specials and it's more than two, I can't say anything, but we've had like six specials before.
Verbal. That's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's just, I mean, at that point, what I would do is I would pick my two favorite and sell it that way.
I don't want to admit it, but I do the same thing. I pick three.
Yeah. You know, because you don't want to be overly, like we've said originally, it's just too much at a table. You know what I mean? It's too much for them to digest, especially before they look at the menu and other things. Mm-hmm. You want two bangers or at the most, like I said, three hard hitting things if there's that many specials.
Agreed.
And this way, when you go back, your manager sees you selling the special, but B, you still have a spiel. It's a part of your, and it makes everything flow the way it should.
Yeah. It, without a doubt. You're on the radar if you're not selling specials.
Absolutely.
You know, so I try to pick the strong ones to go. Or sometimes I'll take it upon myself to really pick the ones that aren't being sold to get them gone. And the chef notices that, hey, you're actually, you're selling specials. Because at the end, you got to perform.
Absolutely.
You know, you're not just there to do what you feel like it.
No.
You know, I got eight bosses, Bob.
Yeah.
You know, so for me, if I were to ever get a special when I'm out, it would be a value added special based on knowing things that you touched upon this earlier, knowing things that you
like already
yeah. on the menu, and maybe they added some stuff to it. That's the only way that
that's the only way I'm getting a special. It would have to be something that I like or that I was pretty much either about to get, and then you made it sexier for me.
Oh yeah. If I was about to get it,
exactly,
and then you said that came with this,
yeah,
sold.
Like my uncle comes to my restaurant. He gets in New York all the time, right? And so maybe the last time he came or the time before that, we had a steak Oscar on the special. So it was instead of it being a 14-ounce New York, it was like a 12-ounce cut, but it was with the Oscar style.
Yeah.
They switched up the size just a little bit, but not too overwhelming. So you still got your potatoes, but they switched the veggies up with it and the sauce chain. I tried it. It was amazing. So when he came in, I said, you already get your steak like you want it. You already got your potatoes, but now you have these added, and it was the same price. So it was like a no-brainer.
Yeah. There you go. For sure. One of my pet peeves is having to sell stuff that I haven't tried.
Oh, it drives me crazy.
You know, I don't expect them to make a special every day.
No.
That kind of thing. But it helps.
Yeah. No, I mean, exactly. Like, when you go back to your kitchen and they hit you with the, well, you know what that is. I'm like, well, that's not the point. I don't know how you're presenting it.
Listen, yes, you don't know the presentation. You're kind of blind, especially until someone else sells it.
Sure, I know what kind of fish it is or whatever kind of meat it is. Or I've had all of that stuff, but that's not the point.
That's not the point.
I don't know what you're doing to make it a special.
Exactly. Is it built vertically? Is it the clock face?
Exactly.
Is the sauce on top or is it on the bottom?
How's that presentation? What are those sides that come with it? Because what's worse is you go into it blind and you're telling about the special and you have no real direction.
Yeah.
And you need that visual direction, especially when you're verbalizing. This way you can sell it.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you can't see it, you can't sell it verbally. Okay?
And you're using your broad words.
Yeah.
You know, round about the top of the bottom.
Exactly.
You know, and I sound more enthusiastic on a full stomach. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
So if I tasted it, I tried it, I can, I can, definitely get behind it more so by saying, hey, I tried it.
Yeah.
It's delicious. It's crispy, crunchy.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you can get into textures and flavors and
colors.
You know,
and
exactly. And that's what sells the dish.
That sells the dish. And they could feel it.
Yeah.
They could feel it because when you have that authentic method of selling.
Like say, I just tried it myself. It was amazing.
Oh.
This is how the flavor hits your mouth. You know, this is how you and they love that. And that's what they want to hear.
Agreed.
That is selling a special. On the other end, when you're just, if that's the case, if you're not trying it and you're verbalizing it, you might as well just do a written one and let them read it because you're doing the same thing that the, you know, if I have to read it, then what's the difference?
True. So now we're on to the tasting. And I'm going to give you some pointers to, you know, to get in on the tasting.
Yeah.
So when there is a tasting, the chef kind of has to get that poker stick, make sure everybody's back.
Yeah, it's like a roll call.
Get back.
Step back.
Let
me talk. Before you guys dig those forks in there and it disappears in 2 seconds.
Listen, we just want to eat at that point.
Yeah, exactly. We're looking at it. We've already digested in our brain.
Oh, yeah.
It's already there.
It looks good.
Yeah.
We're ready to eat. You know, sometimes you eat before work. Specials come up. You're like, yeah,
ooh,
daddy.
Yeah.
I'm ready. So, I mean, use what you have to your advantage, right? If you're big, you jockey that way.
Mm-hmm.
If you're small, you squeeze in. You have to be within arm's length of the plate. Not the table. The plate. At all times. Because if not,
you're out.
I've had people go, oh, I didn't get any. That's your fault.
Yeah.
You know?
If I am not an arm's length away, one of my boys is, and they already know to make me a plate.
Listen.
Position is everything.
Position is everything. I might tell you that position is second most to actually trying it. Because if you got there late, you can budge in.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to wait till people move out the way,
game's over. That thing's gone.
The shrimp's gone.
It's gone. Like the main components in whatever the dish was have been ate.
Yeah. The exciting stuff. Because you're planning.
Oh,
just
talking,
you're just planning.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to get that piece
that
right
piece
there.
Of that. I'm taking that with that shrimp.
I'm going to scoop
that. I'm going to grab these veggies or whatever the mash, and I need all that right there.
So you mentioned a plate. I palm my B&B plate.
Okay.
Right? And I hold it low. I get in, and I bring
cut, scoop.
Two forks.
Oh.
No, it hasn't begun. This is me planning. Okay? Maybe I'll bring forks for everybody and plates for everybody, and I'll place it in the center of the table, but not in arm's reach, so that they have to reach over for the plate. So they're going to make a business decision
and
at this
point.
And
you already have your plate.
I already have my plate and my two forks, okay?
Yeah.
So now they're making a business decision, because if they go for the plate ahead of time, I do the slimy thing. I say, oh, just wait.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I hold them back.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm already prepped.
You're in your head. You're in the game.
I'm in the game.
You already. Yeah.
This is shadow games.
You've already
baby.
Caught the touchdown, and they've already looked like they faked the ball. Okay.
Exactly.
The quarterback. They're looking at the quarterback, and you already have the ball in your hand.
So if they bought that, I already won.
Yeah.
Right?
You're good.
So if they bought that, and then he gives them the goal. They're going for the plates and the forks. I'm already in the dish.
You're already dividing. Dividing and conquering at that point.
Now, assuming everybody has their plates and fork, right?
Yep.
I have mine in my hand. I have two forks. I jockey for position because I'm taller than most. So I can reach over, and I will. I don't care. If you're small, you can get in there. You know, get in there and get a pop up at the top. But if you cannot touch that plate, you got to either find the greedy person of the bunch, because the greedy person is going to try to pull the plate towards them.
Yeah.
Right? And so then you're at an advantage there. You didn't pull the plate towards them. They did, and you're just reaping the benefits. That's why it's also important to be within arm's length, because when the greedy person pulls the plate, you can recenter it.
Absolutely.
You don't want to bring it towards you, because then you're on the radar for being, you know, ridiculous.
Being the greedy person. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to be ridiculous, but you are.
Yeah.
Here's how. So if everybody's there and you jockey for position, you reach over, you reach under, you reach through, you get that arm, and then you scoop that B&B plate underneath there, you cut and slide.
Cut and slide.
If you have to spin the plate, spin the plate.
Cut and slide.
Because you, there's no other way.
Yeah.
Cut and slide is the only way. Right. It's the because move. Otherwise you're getting a bite.
Yeah, you get nothing.
Your fork can only hold a forkful.
Yo, you got it.
Yes. You cut and slide, bro, you're getting 3-4 bites guaranteed. Legit.
Oh, yeah.
Now, don't stay. Book it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Step back.
Step back. Eat it real quick.
Yeah, let them crush.
No. You rejoin the line, baby. Because then you're a blur.
Yeah.
If you stand there, they notice you.
Yeah.
Okay? You already cut and swooped. You're out. You eat in the corner like a little refugee. And then you're back in again with your clean second fork.
Yep, and you're checking. And now you're checking for things you didn't get the first time.
That's right. And you get in there because they're not, trust me, they're not going to remember. They're just focused on the food or the plate.
Yeah,
or
exactly. Yeah. Once they all hit it, they're like.
That's right. So now that's if it's like, you know, fish and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. If it's meat, it's a little trickier.
Well, you got to cut it.
That takes more time.
Yeah, when that happens, I usually take the reins and play the big guy move and just Bogart, say, hey, I'm cutting for everybody.
Okay.
You know, don't worry. And then at that point, they just kind of step back.
Yeah.
And then I cut it as, you know, I see how many people there. I cut it evenly, but I make sure I get myself the nice center cut of the steak so I get where's the prime part of it mm-hmm. myself. Mm-hmm. But then I do all the cuts even. I'm not taking an end piece. I'm taking a center piece cutting. Okay. And then it's nice and sexy. And then we divvy it out like that.
Yeah. It's a lot trickier with meat.
Yeah.
Because of the cutting.
Mm-hmm.
So what I usually do is I get everyone, you know, a steak knife.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get
you it. Might lose a finger that way. That kind of scares me.
No, but there's only one or two people that can cut at the same time. That's why I like your idea of one person cutting.
Yeah.
You know? And so the I'm just not even into the steak that much anymore. So, and what chef is even? He's not demoing steak.
Oh, he's out. Yeah,
he's not. No, he's not even putting that out. It could be a special, but he ain't demoing it.
No, we've been cutting up some steaks.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
it doesn't.
But like I said, it was like a steak Oscar or something like that, where mm-hmm. something that's not like not just.
So then you really are trying the sauces. You might bring out the sauces and the sides.
Yeah,
but he ain't trying to waste his good old steak on the staff. You know what I mean? But yeah, it's very important to re-engage if you really want to sell on the enthusiastic, full stomach type of thing, you know. So you wanna definitely get those specials sold so that you stay in the good graces. Mm-hmm. What about
especially if you sell them first? If you're the first one in, if you only sell like two, but if you're the first person to sell the first two specials,
mm-hmm.
you're already ahead of the game.
True.
You know what I mean? Like, oh yeah, you sold some specials. Everybody else, you don't have to sell another one for the rest of the night. You can just kind of do what you want because you went in there strong on the special game.
True.
And you were seen and then from there, you can kind of just do what you want to do.
You're a team player, baby.
Exactly. The key is, yo, I go hot and heavy in the first hour and a half of specials
mm-hmm.
and I get them in and I'm like, see, I got them. Yeah, I got you. You know what I mean? And then from there, I kind of just ride my wave. You know what I mean? Now, if I sell more, I sell more. But I'm at that point, I'm, you know, because once you hit the middle of the mix, you're in the mix. You know what I mean?
True.
It's easier to sell what you know, and you have your five or four regular entrees off your menu that you know are bangers every time.
Mm-hmm.
You just kind of keep it moving like that.
Nothing's worse when the chef's like, nobody's selling the so-and-so.
You're oh, yeah.
Ooh. Pressure.
That's why if you get them in early, you can't say nothing.
True. Do you order chicken when you go out?
Not usually. I mean, it depends on where I'm at. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like, if I'm an Italian place, yeah, I like it like a chicken parm or something like that. But nothing like, if I can make it myself, I usually don't order it.
Good point.
You know what I mean? I mean, but there's a lot of things I can make myself. But that's, I mean, but like, without it being a big to-do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not just going to order a pasta with chicken. That's just boring. You know what I mean? Or, I mean, it could be amazing, but it's still something I could do at home.
Listen, I agree with you. If I can make it at home.
Yeah.
And I cook chicken very, you know, I mm-hmm. do a good job with chicken. And then you can overcook it.
Yeah.
You know, the heat hold on the chicken mm-hmm. is only so long. Between chicken and fish or stuff that have a lot of sauces, I'm not having it. I'm there for the fish. I'm not there for the sauce.
Exactly.
You know? So yeah, that's a wrap on the specials. So hopefully we've given you some tips so you could be greedy at the
have your forks
tasting.
Ready, people. Get the double fork.
The double fork sometimes if it's a big special, I'll do three forks.
Ooh.
I'll have the plate and the I wear a sweatband, right?
Yeah.
I wear a sweatband because I don't like to on my wrist.
Yeah.
I don't like to touch my face, mm-hmm. especially at work. We're constantly either washing our hands or touching other surfaces that require us to wash our hands. So I keep clean. If I need to, you know, wipe up some sweat, I do it with the sweatband.
Gotcha.
I don't touch mm-hmm. me. But it's a great fork holder.
Like a ninja.
Like a Spider-Man,
it's like
bro.
A spider web. Like
oh, yeah. So all you see is the one hand with the one plate and the one fork, but I got two more and tucked into the wristband.
Ready to go, yeah.
Don't say I never taught you anything. We'll see you next week, every week on the Modern Waiter Podcast. We enjoy this for you. Hope you enjoy what we do. And if you do,
give us a shout.
Give us a shout. Yeah. Reach out to us and pass it on to a friend. Tell them you like the Modern Waiter Podcast and you should check it out. That really helps us out. It's the way that you can help us out at this time. You can also, you know, rate us, give us 5 stars, that
Absolutely.
Kind of thing. And we'll see you next week. Each and every week. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter.
I'm Dana Villa. And subscribe, 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 people.
We'll see you next week.
Yeah. Later. Baby girl, I'm feeling you. Like a cop in hot pursuit. There ain't no telling what we do. So come to the VIP. Baby girl, I'm feeling you. Like a cop in hot pursuit. There ain't no telling what we do. You should be coming with me. Back door. Smacking, no caption, passion. I'm truly the satisfaction fiend.